Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sports SmackDown Radio Network. And now, stay tuned for our next featured show here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Join us every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network with Alex C.H. Ray Nelvridge.
I swear to God, if you say one more thing about the
Frankie
Dolphins,
Jeff the Rock,
I will personally pick up Alex and I will hunt you down.
And their super producer, Benny Laurie, as they talk everything about professional wrestling and sometimes get distracted by idiots like Benny.
You know, tell you Eric Bischoff right now, I want to sign with WCW. I want to get WCW over the map right now. I'm telling you, the Tickle Bum, your thoughts are what?
Get a podcast.
That's fair.
Catch weekly episodes of WrestleRama right here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com. Catch replays of the show on your favorite podcast provider.
In the words of Jim Cornette, thank you.
Frankie.
Bye.
Looking for a place where you can share what's on your mind and feel safe? Want to know the keys to success for mental health? Well, look no further than Trust Hope with Ray Evans. Trust Hope is a show that focuses on everything from politics to mental health to motivation and anything else in between. Check out Trust Hope every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Hey guys, Benny Laurie here, and I want to talk to you about my show, The Benny Laurie Show. We're here every week to talk to you about what's going on in the world of sports and give you guys my personal take on everything that's going on, from baseball, basketball, to football, soccer, to yes, even hockey. Catch my show, The Benny Laurie Show, every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch The Benny Laurie Show, weekdays here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
What's up, y'all? This is your boy, The Rock, co-host of WrestleRama. I just want to give you a heads up that did y'all know I have my own show as well? That's right, The Chuck and Russ Show. You can follow that every weekly as we talk all things sports-related. Me and my boy, Chuck, we break down all things sports-related. We go back and forth weekly every debate. Be sure to follow us here on Sports SmackDown Radio Network, and where you follow all your great podcasts. Be sure to tune in every week. Peace out, y'all.
Catch The Chuck and Russ Show every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network or wherever you get your podcast from your favorite podcast provider.
Hello, everyone. It's your boy, Tua Tagovailoa, and you're listening to the Andy Simancas Show only on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Calling all South Florida fans. You want to know what's going on with the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Hurricanes, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Heat, and the Miami Marlins? Well, we got a guy for you. Exclusively here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network, it is the Andy Simancas Show. Every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
The views and opinions expressed by the host do not reflect that of the Sports SmackDown Radio Network, its management, and furthermore, the views and opinions expressed by any guests do not reflect that of the show, the network, and or any employees, as well as any sponsors of the show or the network.
Warning, the following show contains language not suitable for children. Viewer discretion is advised.
It's time! Stand up and make some noise for
the Andy Simancas Show, a South Florida sports show that covers everything from the Marlins to the Dolphins to the Miami Heat and more. To call in to speak with the host, call 563-999-3509. And without further ado, here's Andy. And welcome to the Andy Simancas Show. Exclusively on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
We're back.
Pass will try a 44-yard field goal to tie. The wind at his back. The snap is good. The ball put down. The kick is up and no good. Wide right. Wide right. The Bills kicker missed the field goal. Wide right. Jubilation from the Chiefs sideline. 1:43 to go. Pass missing wide right from 44.
Miami has the Dolphins. The greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air. We're on the ground.
And good evening. The official debut of the Andy Tumaca Show on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network. Alongside my producer, Benny Laurie, this is the debut of the Andy Tumaca Show. And let me tell you, we are starting up with a bang. And you heard, courtesy of Westwood One, Kevin Harlan, who is admired by Dolphins fans whenever he's broadcasting games. And over last weekend, he had the matchup between the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. And just listening to Kevin Harlan making the play-by-play on that call in regards to Bass missing that field goal wide right. Wow. What a way for the Bills season to end. Those are two words that you cannot use up in Buffalo. Wide right. I can assure you, as soon as Bass missed that field goal, you could tell that Bills fans were thinking about 1991 when Scott Norwood had the opportunity to kick a game-winning field goal to get the first Super Bowl ever to Buffalo, and it was wide right. And then you see what happened on Sunday night, where Bass had the opportunity to tie the game at 27 apiece, and he ends up missing that wide, man. That is just crazy, a crazy ending to the Buffalo Bills season, especially during the regular season, the up and down, the 6-6, I believe halfway through the season. They had a very important stretch, a three-game stretch, where they had the Eagles. They had, I believe, the Kansas City Chiefs, and then the Dallas Cowboys. The Buffalo Bills ended up winning two out of those three games. And, you know, I don't want to bring this up, but we all saw what happened in the final game of the season at Hard Rock Stadium. You know, Buffalo comes down here to Miami. And yes, Buffalo ended up with the victory, and they won the AFC East and two overall in the AFC Conference. You know, when I think about the Buffalo Bills, they really, you know, they did have a remarkable turnaround. Mind you, I'm not rooting for them. You know, I was rooting heavily against them, against the Chiefs. Like, there's, you know, like, I was like, and I will admit, when Tyler Bass missed that field goal, that game-time field goal.
You guys are terrible evaluators, and go f*** yourself.
Are you right?
Okay. All right. All right. I guess he might be a Buffalo Bills fan. I think they're still going through it. But hey, it's okay, you know, with everything going on social media, how Bills fans were very, you know, they were talking, you know, oh my God, we're going to win the Super Bowl. We're going to beat Kansas City. This is our year. You know what, man? You guys stayed home in Buffalo. Instead of going to Baltimore, you guys are staying home, realizing that another opportunity has slipped by. In regards to Josh Allen did play very, very well. I'll give you that. He played extremely well. You had a very critical drop by Stephon Diggs. But at the end of the day, this is why you pay for a wide receiver like Diggs to make those type of catches. And it didn't happen. It hit his hands. And for that to just, you know, not happen, I was like, wow, because that was pretty much a cannon that, like a rocket that Josh Allen threw to Stephon Diggs, and it was incomplete. And so plenty of opportunities, you know, hey, how about that fumble by Miko Hardman? He's on the verge of scoring, and he fumbled it, and the ball goes out of bounds. You know, another opportunity for the Buffalo Bills to take advantage, and it just didn't happen. So, I don't know. It's not looking too good right now for the Buffalo Bills. So, changing over to the other playoff matchups in the NFL and the divisional round.
I had to add that. I'm sorry, Eddie. My bad, man.
No. It's okay. Hey, it's okay, Benny. I know, you know, for us being Dolphins fans, to see the Buffalo Bills lose again, you know that we were kind of laughing at what had just happened. So
should we replay my outburst yesterday?
You know what? Let's do it.
Right now?
Let's do it. Yeah, why not?
All right.
That was epic.
Oh, I appreciate that. For those that don't know, last night on my show, paying homage to the Dan Le Batard show with Stu Goss back in the days, back on 790 The Ticket. Here's my rant.
I like Buffalo. I think this is the weakest version of the Chiefs in several years. The Bills are on a 6-game winning streak, and it started by beating Kansas City in Kansas City. Also, they're 7-1 since they fired Ken Dorsey. They're 6-1 against playoff teams. Baltimore and Buffalo, they beat the good teams, often soundly. 16 straight games, Josh Allen, with multiple touchdowns. He's a unicorn. The Chiefs, folks, they're averaging 21 a game over their last 11 games. That's what they are. Rashee Rice is a low-end number one receiver. They don't have a 2 or a 3. This offense, every metric tells you it's the worst Kansas City offense. First time they're on the road. I think Buffalo's going to win it.
Important thing going on in sports today, and that is that it's Monday. It's
Buffalo Monday! Okay, all right.
And Josh Allen, right there, that guy, proved he is the MVP of the NFL.
Undeniable?
Undeniable. It is not Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen took a team that lost to the Broncos, the Patriots. They won 5 games in a row. They beat Kansas City. They beat Dallas. They beat Miami. They ran the table, and they're not just in the playoffs. They're the 2 seed in the playoffs. And everybody has to come play in Buffalo. Josh Allen is the MVP.
For me, they didn't tell us a whole lot because of what we already knew. When Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills protect the football, they can go on the road or they can play at home and beat any team. He has a big-time arm. He can make every throw, one hash, all the way to the far sideline, and his ability to get out of harm's way. That's what's so dangerous about this team, is that you could have everybody covered, and then he'll take off and get a first down when it's 3rd and 17, or hit his head on the goalpost from 50 yards away, because he has that kind of legs and that kind of ability. The Buffalo Bills are as dangerous as any team.
I think what Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills proved yesterday is that they can win the Super Bowl. They can get to a Super Bowl, they can win the Super Bowl. It was just the fourth time Stephon Diggs is a weapon. They can run the football because they obviously can pass the football with Diggs and others, including that kid Shakur that, you know, obviously fits for you.
That
you know,
two tight ends
no doubt about it. So you've got all of that going on, right? And you know that they've improved defensively. So you take all of those things into consideration. Now here's what you want. The city of Buffalo, Bills Mafia, and everybody else in between have been clamoring for the Kansas City Chiefs to have to come to Buffalo.
Yeah.
You sit up there. So that's your nemesis right there, Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is what championship pedigree is all about. Like right there at the end, you saw him will his team. And you're hurt, so you're not going to go out here and run the football a ton. You'll scramble a little bit because there's an opening. You've got to get a first down. But design quarterback runs, I mean, you're getting hit at some point 90% of the time. And they decided to use those legs when the game mattered most. But even more than that, he adjusted his mechanics throwing, and he trusted it, and he fired it in. That's a guy that you want on your football team for many reasons, obviously. And then he makes these throws that very few humans have ever walked to do. So
he has tremendous support in the building. If he has to make one for us, the game on the line, he will. 44 yards, Bass. No, he doesn't make it. Wide right.
Wow.
The two most dreaded words in Buffalo have surfaced again.
Best quarterback in the league? Best quarterback in the league? How many times did he lead the league in interceptions?
Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven.
He's a stupid idiot! He's a moron! He's a dumbass! The guy is built like a linebacker! One of the players that plays like Jay! He's a dumbass! He doesn't know what he's doing! After the Browns are idiots, not the wrong moron! Bill Buffy is a crazy person! I'm not drunk! Give it to me! Give it to me again! And again! And again! Rock up! You complain about our stadium! Complain about our stadium! He's too hot! But yet you throw snowballs at people while jumping on tables like damn monkeys! You drunk-ass motherfuckers! You don't know what you're talking about! You've been in existence since 1965, and you went to 4 straight Super Bowls and never won one! 3, sorry! Your quarterback doesn't know how to throw to his receivers! Andy, am I wrong? Talk to me, Andy!
No, you're not wrong, man. Keep the energy, bro.
Oh, my God, they were talking on Twitter. All the tweets. Josh Allen, that's Tua. Josh Allen is Tua's daddy. Patrick Mahomes is your daddy. How does it feel, bitch? You can't beat him. You can't beat Kansas City. You can't beat him on the road. You can't beat him at home. Oh, it's the snow. We were playing a -20 degree temperature, and you still couldn't get a damn score in. Josh Allen's a crazy person. Sean McDermott is a psycho. He's racist. He's supporting my alpaca. He doesn't know what he's doing. What does Shaq say? Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes. Hey, Buffalo, tell me how my reach tastes. But you don't have any. Yeah, I'm thinking about winning experience the Super Bowl live, but we still have them in our championship mantle. What is your championship mantle? A manic curse. Josh Allen, don't break yourself. Welcome to the Benny Laurie Show.
Woo! What in the world was that?
I wanted to keep going.
That was magical, Benny.
That was
a piece of art right there. Oh, man.
Give it to me again! Bruce Smith cannot shut down Richmond Webb! Thurman Thomas, go fuck yourself! Jim Kelly, love you as a Kane, hate you as a Bill! Your receivers are crazy! 1 minute they love Buffalo, the next minute they hate him! Bills Mafia, go suck one! I am so tired! So tired, Andy! So tired of Bills Mafia! Oh my God! They're going crazy at Buffalo! Talking about all these different things! Colin Cowherd, kiss my ass! Going crazy about Josh Allen! Going crazy about the Buffalo Bills! What happened to them after the game? Radio silence! Not a damn word! Where's your chest that you popped up? Stop drinking that purple drink before the game. You guys don't know how to play football. You lost to Patrick Mahomes twice.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Man.
I'm not even talking. I'm loving this right now. Oh, congratulations. AFC East champion. What does that get you? No Super Bowl ring. We have more rings than you. You've been in more playoffs than us, and we have more rings than you. Hey, Buffalo, Bill Mafia, Tony Romo, go fuck yourselves. And welcome
that
to the Benny Laurie Show.
Perfect.
By the way, you can call in. Phone number is 563-999-3509. What happened? I blacked out.
Hey,
you
Benny,
had yourself
you
a
were...
moment of all moments.
You were fading back there, bro.
Join us every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network. With Alex the A-Train Eldridge. I swear to God, if you say one more thing about the
Frankie
Dolphin, Jeff the Rock.
I will personally pick up Alex, and I will hunt you down.
And their super producer, Benny Laurie, as they talk everything about professional wrestling and sometimes get distracted by idiots like Benny.
You know, tell you Eric Bischoff right now, I want to sign with WCW. I want to get WCW over the map right now. I'm telling you, the Tickle Bum, your thoughts are what?
Get a podcast.
That's fair, that's fair.
Catch weekly episodes of WrestleRama right here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com. Catch replays of the show on your favorite podcast provider.
In the words of Jim Cornette, thank you,
Frankie.
Bye.
Looking for a place where you can share what's on your mind and feel safe? Want to know the keys to success for mental health? Well, look no further than Trust Hope with Ray Evans. Trust Hope is a show that focuses on everything from politics to mental health to motivation and anything else in between. Check out Trust Hope every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Hey guys, Benny Laurie here, and I want to talk to you about my show, The Benny Laurie Show. We're here every week to talk to you about what's going on in the world of sports and give you guys my personal take on everything that's going on, from baseball, basketball, to football, soccer, to yes, even hockey. Catch my show, The Benny Laurie Show, every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch The Benny Laurie Show, weekdays here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
What's up, y'all? This is your boy, The Rock, co-host of WrestleRama. I just want to give you a heads up that did y'all know I have my own show as well? That's right, The Chuck and Russ Show. You can follow that every weekly as we talk all things sports related. Me and my boy Chuck, we break down all things sports related. We go back and forth weekly every debate. Be sure to follow us here on Sports SmackDown Radio Network and where you follow all your great podcasts. Be sure to tune in every week. Peace out, y'all.
Catch the Chuck and Rut Show every week here on the Sports Smackdown Radio Network or wherever you get your podcast from your favorite podcast provider.
Hello, everyone. It's your boy, Tua Tagovailoa, and you're listening to the Andy Semenka Show only on the Sports Smackdown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Calling all South Florida fans. You want to know what's going on with the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Hurricanes, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Heat, and the Miami Marlins? Well, we got a guy for you. Exclusively here on the Sports Smackdown Radio Network, it is the Andy Semenka Show. Every week here on the Sports Smackdown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Sports Smackdown Radio Network. I'll get that down. But you know what? Let's go back to the NFL divisional playoffs. Because out of the four, there's three games that were just amazing. The only game that really was like, let me switch the channel was the Baltimore Ravens versus the Houston Texans. You know, heading at halftime, it was 10-10. But then in the second half, Lamar Jackson got rolling with two rushing touchdowns. And just overall, the Ravens, who's been playing great football all year, took over the second half to win that game 34-10. Wow. Green Bay versus San Francisco. What a game, man. What a game. Back and forth, back and forth. I honestly thought that Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers will be able to come out with a victory. And that didn't happen. But you know what? Overall, that was a great game. The San Francisco 49ers beat the Green Bay Packers 24-21. Christian McCaffrey, with a second touchdown, and just led the 49ers to a victory over the Packers. Oh, by the way, they are talking about contract extension for Jordan Love, but we'll talk about that another day. The Lions. Benny, what have I been telling you about the Detroit Lions before the playoffs started?
That 8 Mile, one of the greatest Detroit movies ever?
Well, I'm sorry for that. That's true.
Sorry, I got it wrong.
No, it's okay. I was saying
that. You've been saying the Lions are legit. You've been saying the Lions have been legit for the longest time. By the way, real quickly, we do got some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
And now it's time for the Sports Smackdown Sports Flash.
So breaking news in the world of professional baseball, Major League Baseball has just announced the Class of 2024 Hall of Fame will include Adrian Beltre, Hilton, and Maurer. Again, Adrian Beltre, Joe Maurer, and Todd Hilton are officially in the Hall of Fame. The trio was voted by the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown, New York, by the Baseball Writers Association of America just about less than a few moments ago. Beltre got 95% of the vote, Maurer got 76%, and Hilton got 79%. So congratulations to them. Unfortunately, though, Gary Sheffield, for another year in a row, was just short of the 70% mark. He had 63.9%. Billy Wagner also fell short at 73.8%. Sorry, you need about 75 or higher. Andrew Jones had 61%. Yeah, so you do need about 75% of the vote to get elected into the Hall of Fame. So unfortunately, Sheffield, again, is not in the Hall of Fame, one of the greatest Marlins to ever play the game. But that is your breaking news. Back to you, Andy.
All right, thank you. Some breaking news from Major League Baseball. But going back to the job that Dan Campbell has done for the Detroit Lions, man. Bro, for the Detroit Lions to reach the NFC Championship game, I cannot recall the last time they ever been to the NFC Championship game. But not only has the Detroit Lions win one playoff game, they got their second playoff game. And you know what? Benny, are you ready for hot takes?
Oh, no. Give it to me, baby. Come on, give it to me.
I feel that the Detroit Lions are going to go to San Francisco, and they're going to win the game against the 49ers.
Hell yeah. I love that, man.
We're taking that to Vegas, and let's see how it goes. But yeah, man, I'm rooting for them, man. Like we had the conversation in regards to the Detroit Lions, and they're Cinderella team, man. In the sense that any team that's standing in front of them,
mm-hmm.
they are not intimidated or anything like that. They say, "All right, we're here. Better be ready to play ball because we are going to bring it." Even though I know San Francisco is a very, very good team. But, mm-hmm. man, I would love to see the Detroit Lions in the Super Bowl. Now, we already talked about the Bills and Chiefs game in the first segment, you know. Na, 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 na. Mm-hmm.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
Goodbye, Buffalo. Okay, we'll work on that. But yeah,
we're all beat.
Yeah, we'll work on that. But overall, you know, it's going to be Detroit and San Francisco starting at 3, and then at 6:30 p.m., you have the Chiefs visiting the Baltimore Ravens, man. I cannot wait, man. Got to get the popcorn ready and, you know, get ready for some great matchup. And by the way, it's vice versa. At 3 o'clock, it's Chiefs at Ravens. And then at 6:30 p.m., you got the Lions at 49ers.
By the way, Andy, just to let you know, in case anybody's wondering, for betting purposes, bear me just one moment. I apologize. For the conference championship game, the Baltimore game at 3 p.m., tickets are as low as $566, which is crazy. Right now, currently, the betting lines is showing Baltimore favored by, still the line hasn't changed as of last night, still Baltimore's favored by 3 points in the game. And then the 6:30 kickoff between the 49ers and the Detroit Lions, betting lines are showing that the 49ers are favored by 7 points. That spread yesterday was showing San Francisco by 3. Now it went up to 7.
All right, so they're pricing something right now.
I'm not saying Detroit Lions. I'm saying I don't think the line for betting purposes is going to go higher or lower. I think this is going to be a push. I think the Baltimore-Kansas City game could potentially go to even, but I highly doubt it at this point of the week.
Yeah, it's possible. I'm thinking about that one.
I unfortunately, in North Carolina, it's not legal to do it yet, unfortunately. So I will live through the joy and pain of you gambling on at the Hard Rock app.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think I want to touch these games, bro.
No, I don't think you want to, though, because it could go either way for both. But I agree with you about the Detroit game. I said it yesterday on my show. I picked the Lions to win, and I also picked Baltimore to win last night. So because I'd rather have Kansas City beat Buffalo, but I don't want Kansas City to go to another Super Bowl. That's just my opinion.
Fair enough. fair enough. I think I'm rooting for a Chiefs versus Lions Super Bowl. Because, you know, everyone is suspecting Ravens or 49ers. How about we throw a wrench into that and a root for the underdogs?
There you go. I don't think Detroit's an underdog. Different. You think Detroit's an underdog?
Yeah, against San Francisco, especially on the road. Yeah, man.
Well, I mean, Green Bay went on the road, and they could have beaten the 49ers. I mean, the 49ers struggled for the majority of that game. If there's anything, if there's any consolation, to be honest with you, Andy, I think the Packers expose the 49ers. I don't think they're that legit.
I would agree that they did start off slow against the Detroit Lions. Against the Green Bay Packers. But like overall, they're the number one two for a reason with Christian McCaffrey and then you have Brock Purdy as the quarterback, and then you have Kyle Shanahan as the head coach. He's gonna have them ready to go. So we'll find out soon.
We'll find out soon what's gonna happen.
Benny, do we go ahead and talk about the Dolphins, or maybe
you tell me, brother?
For the next segment?
It's up to you, man. You mentioned to me that you definitely wanted to talk about the Dolphins. This was definitely on your mind. I definitely want to know, and I think your listeners deserve this opportunity to hear your piece about the Dolphins. Obviously, when the Dolphins lost, I mean, rightfully so, we were prisoners of the moment. You almost turned into an Incredible Hulk and reached through your phone and beat the crap out of me, even though I was trying to calm you down. I will say, for what it's worth, unlike the Bills Mafia, we actually do respond back to people when they respond to us. Sometimes a little more elegant than others, to be honest with you. Because they called us classless. Well, we don't throw things at people. But anyways, we'll leave that one alone. I want to know what your thoughts are. What the Dolphins need to do. Let's talk about the downfall. Obviously, it's a conversation that we definitely need to have. This is a way for us to mend the wounds, if you will. But what I want to know from you is, I mean, did you expect there was a good chance that Miami was going to lose to Kansas City? Realistically speaking, now that the game is over with, do you honestly think that was going to happen? Because when we lost to Buffalo, my mindset was not feeling defeated. I didn't think that Miami could win the game against Kansas City. I believe that they had a fighting chance, but the fact that we only had two edge rushers and two of them were signed off the street, remaining on the roster, and we had pretty much the most injuries out of any other team in the league, and not just injuries of random people. We're talking about significant injuries. I kind of felt like they couldn't even afford to crawl into the postseason. So my question to you, Andy, is did you feel like after the game against Buffalo, it was pretty much over at that point?
Yeah, because the thing is, with that game that we're heading into the against the Buffalo Bills with the number two seed on the line, with the AFC crown on the line, you feel good about the Dolphins, taking a 14-7 lead, and then they had the big punt return to tie up the game, and then they took over to win that game 21-14. It really, really, sucked the air out of the Miami Dolphins season, from the fan base as well, including myself. It was just disappointed, man. Like, even though when after the game, I was talking to my buddies, and I was like, hey, let's go to Kansas City. Why not?
you know, because I had a feeling against Kansas City was the last time I could see them live until next year. And, you know, I didn't end up going, but just overall, you know, you go back in time. I think, you know, the difference maker was that Tennessee Titans game, man. You know, you're at home Monday Night Football. You're winning 28 to 13.
That was a brutal game.
You know, I tell my wife, hey, that's it. We got this game. And then all of a sudden, one tight end touchdown. And then here comes another one. Oh, the two-point conversion. And they take the lead. And that was possibly, or it is, the turning point of the season for the Dolphins. You know, with a win in that game, you know, Miami inches closer to securing the division title and just, you know.
I'll go one step further, Andy. I honestly think that if we would have been Tennessee, the division would have been wrapped up prior to the game against Buffalo. And we would have been tied. We would have had an opportunity to play for the number one seed going into the last week of the regular season against Buffalo, which Buffalo could have still played. Spoiler, but I don't think Buffalo's playoff position would have even been in this conversation, because remember, Cincinnati was still in the playoff hunt going up to the, I believe, second to the last week. And there were some other teams that were still clamoring for playoff position. So I honestly think that in retrospect, there was still a slight chance that Buffalo could still not have made the postseason. It could have been Jacksonville. Even if though they lost, we knew that they lost, they could have still made the postseason. So, I mean, there's a lot of variables on there. But what I really want to know is a lot of Dolphin Fins Up Nation, they have conversations about Tua. You know how I feel about Tua. I think Tua is a top five quarterback in the NFL. At some points, you know, he made some mistakes. What quarterback doesn't? But what I want to know from your perspective on your show is, what do you think about Tua? Because you kind of were between both sides of the fence, if you will, on this. Have you chose which side you think you feel now that the season's over with and we have had a couple weeks to dissect now the season being over with and things like that to regress and, you know, keep it 11 keel? Because I think Tua is a fantastic quarterback, but what do you think?
I think with Tua, you know, Tua overall had a good season. I think the only thing that you know, it's on my mind is that when you have those matchups against, you know, the Bills in week four, and then you have the Philadelphia Eagles as well, and then you have the Ravens game, and then the home game against the Buffalo Bills. You gotta be able to show that you're able to take over those games, mind you. I still feel that Tua has opportunity to improve, to take the next step. There's certain Dolphins fans that will disagree with me, that they believe that Tua has reached his ceiling. I think otherwise. I think Tua has the opportunity to grow as a franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And now the main question is going to be, what's going to happen with his contract? Is to, you know, Tua may be willing to play on the fifth-year option.
Right.
But what if Tua balls out next season? You know, the money grows. You know what I mean? Going to demand more money. As of right now, you could probably, he's still demanding, he'll probably demand money. Even though I don't personally think he's gonna be like, you know, one of those type of players, but you know, he wants to get paid. If Daniel Jones from the New York Giants is going to pay that amount of money, what makes you think that Tua isn't saying, hey, you know, I know shout to Daniel Jones, but Tua's probably saying, hey, you know, I'm better than him. You know, I led this team to 11 wins. It's been a long time since the Dolphins have won 11 games under, you know, for a very, very long time. And a huge part of that has to be the way that Tua was playing. No, yeah, you can talk about the opponents, oh, the Giants, for whatever. The Giants, Panthers, Jets, Patriots, Denver, et cetera. But at the end of the day, they're a football team. And Tua came out, and he did what he had to do to guide the Dolphins to 11 wins. He was a part of it. And, you know, heading into this off season, I wouldn't be surprised if he does get that contract extension. Even though he didn't finish strong, overall throughout the year he had a great season, and no injuries, play a full season of games. I just, you know, there's the counter debate that will be like, oh, let's go get another quarterback. All right, who? You say the draft? Sometimes it takes time. Now, you could probably bring up the argument of C.J. Stroud. Get Justin Fields, you know. Like I mentioned, there's a lot of teams in the National Football League that would like to be in our shoes right now with Tua. You see Arizona, what's going on with Arizona and Kyle Murray? You go to Denver, Russell Wilson, what's going on there? They literally wanted to bench him and even ask him to take less money of his guaranteed or something like that. So it's trending, you know, in iffy waters, if you want to say that, because you don't want a quarterback like Tua get away from the organization. And he's here now, so hopefully the front office decides, hey, we're going to pay you, Tua. So, you know, we'll see what happens. It's going to be a very interesting offseason in regards to the Miami Dolphins. A lot of moving pieces. Manny, I don't know if you heard it. Xavier Howard agent came out. David Cantor indicating that Xavier Howard's probably most likely going to be a post June 1st cut. So that's something that we're expecting. There's a lot of moving pieces. You got Robert Hunt, Connor Williams, and Christian Wilkins. They all need new contracts. Pretty much Robert Hunt and Connor Williams were one of the best offensive linemen this year. And, you know, Wilkins is still a force on the defensive line. So, you know, I'm advocating for them to keep all three of them. They got to make it happen. You know, Robert Hunt, you drafted. The Miami Dolphins drafted Robert Hunt. The Miami Dolphins drafted Christian Wilkins. You got to be able to secure those players when they're playing at a high level. And they were this season. So, don't let them go. Attention. So, with that
Andy,
being said.
Andy, we actually got some callers calling in. I'm trying to text you, bro.
Okay. I see.
We have Alan from South Dade. He's actually on the phone right now. Alan, thanks so much for joining in the Andy Simaka Show. Spit your game, brother. Tell us what's on your mind.
How's it going? How you brothers doing, man? Shouts out to you guys. And is this the first show? Is this the inaugural?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Andy, you know who you're talking to, brother. You know I always got your back, bro. Hey, I'm proud of you guys. You guys are doing something I actually wanted to do myself. So I'm going to support you guys fully. getting to talking to some to sports. You know, I think those one of those two interior linemen, we definitely got to sign them back. We got to build the line, and you guys were rapping about Tua right before that. I forgot who was this guy, Tom, on Twitter, dropped a stat that the Dolphins were, I think Spliff retweeted it, the 31st in wins in pass protection. So we're damn near last in the league in wins in pass protection. However, Tua's in the top five in all the passing categories, right? So wrap your head around that.
I do. So I remember seeing that, yeah.
You know, yeah, yeah. So I know me and Andy, for the most part, we took the loss hard. We were, you know, but it's not all, you know, sour grapes. We got to look at this as a glass half full versus a half empty thing. All the quarterbacks that everybody was clamoring for and comparing, oh, we should have had CJ, we should have had so-and-so, what's his name, out in Love, this, that, they all lost, you know, and recognize it's a team sport, right? There's only one quarterback that is absolutely killing and shredding it in this league, and his name is Patrick Mahomes. Other than that, everybody else needs to fall back in line, and until we get to that level, we got a damn good quarterback. We finally got one. So let's stop acting like a bunch of little bitches and let's start building the team adequately around them. I'm going to fall back. I wish you guys nothing but the best moving forward on the show. I'm going to be a fan. I hope I'm going to continue to call in, be a big contributor. So shout out to you guys and best of luck moving forward.
Appreciate that, brother.
Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's my good friend Alan calling in, man. He's a good friend of mine, man.
Yeah, man. It's a good stand-up dude, man. Really cool cat, man. He's got a voice for radio, bro. You should tell him to come in and call us with you, bro.
Hey, that could be in the works. That
there you
could
go.
Literally be on the works.
Be like, it's the Andy and Alan show.
We gotta work on the promo again.
Yeah, we definitely do. You do have another calling in. We got Lou from New Jersey calling in. He had a question for you about kind of changing topics a little bit. He had a question about the Milwaukee Bucks. Lou, thank you so much for calling in on the Andy Simakas show, man. Start your game, brother. Tell us what's going on.
All right. Well, I was going through a news article today over on a certain website. I won't mention the name for obvious reasons. But the Bucks fired their head coach, Adrian Griffin, after only one season. But despite the fact they're doing well, I mean, they're closing in on getting into the top of the Eastern Conference. And yet, it's out of the blue, you fire him. They're 30-15, and you fire the coach. Now, I would say it was the other way around, and you were just, you know, coaching a team that's a trash dump. But why would you fire a coach is on the verge of taking the team to first place? It doesn't make any sense. Can somebody explain that?
Hey, Lou, you have a great point. You know, I looked up at the standings. The Milwaukee Bucks are 30-13. They're right now 3.5 games from the number one overall seed in the East. I found that kind of odd because the Bucks, you know, are having success. But I think maybe it's because there was another article that came up with Giannis Antetokounmpo indicating that something like wrong with like the offense. It wasn't there yet, so that might have played a factor in why they dismissed Griffin.
Yeah, I would if I can add on to that for just a second, I would definitely say, you know, it's kind of like the situation that you and I experienced with LeBron when he took his talents to South Beach, how there was a lot of issues in the very beginning, you know, from that infamous bum cave and things like that. Look, I'm honestly not surprised that this happened. We all know that this is a players' league. The players run the NBA. It's not the coaches. It's not the owners. It's the players. You know, Joe Cronin and some of these other idiots can think that they're trying to get the power back. they're not, no matter what they do. It is what it is. And it's unfortunate what happened. And obviously, Andy, from what I understand, who's going to be the next head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks?
They're indicating Doc Rivers.
That's actually right, somebody. You got to have a coach, Andy, that, correct me if I'm wrong, you got to have a coach, and thank you, Lou, for calling in, brother. You got to have a coach that's going to fit the characters and the ego that's in the room, because obviously Giannis is, and deservingly so, you know, he is the face of this franchise. Dame is on there as well. You know, those two, you know, on paper are play very, very well together. But you have to have somebody that can match it. Why did it work for the Heat? Because you have coaches that can match the Eagles. And why did it work for the Celtics when they won that first title? Because they had a coach that can work the Eagles, same one that's going over there now. So, I mean, it's not, I'm not saying it's going to be successful. I'm just saying that I think they're better off of where they are. I'm not disagreeing with you, Lou, but I don't know, Andy. You tell me, man.
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier, this kind of scenario kind of reminded me like when the Heat, when they had the big three, even though we didn't fire Spoelstra, you know, we knew we're in the win mode now. Like there couldn't be no mishaps or anything like that. You know, your star player could have beat disgruntled or anything
that. Weren't we at one point 9-8? Or 8-7 or something like that in the very beginning of the season?
9-8, if I'm correct. Yeah, 9-8. I think that was the first year.
Yeah, that was the first year. That was the infamous bump gate that happened when LeBron bumped into Eric Spoelstra and things like that. Look, I just think that if you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan, it is kind of concerning that ownership is kind of doing it, but you can't be surprised with how things are going. I mean, it is what it is at the end of the day. By the way, we do have breaking news.
And now it's time for the Sports Smackdown Sports Flash.
So in politics, real quickly, just to let you know, the New Hampshire primary has just passed. And with 18% of the vote voted in, Donald Trump has officially won the New Hampshire primary. Nikki Haley won 45% of the vote, and even though Ron DeSantis dropped out of the race a few days ago, he won 0.6%. So Donald Trump looks like he is going to get the full Republican primary nomination for the Republican nominee for President of the United States. That is breaking news.
Teddy, you threw a curveball right now.
I know, brother. I'm full of it all, brother.
All right. I see. In the next segment, we'll continue talking a little bit about the Miami Dolphins, and then also, okay, I want to go ahead and talk about the Miami Heat and the move that they made today. Coming up next on the Andy Simanka Show.
Join us every week here on the Sports Smackdown Radio Network with Alex C.A. Train Eldridge.
I swear to God, if you say one more thing about the Frankie Dolphin,
Jeff the Rock,
I will personally pick up Alex and I will hunt you down.
And their super producer, Benny Laurie, as they talk everything about professional wrestling and sometimes get distracted by idiots like Benny.
You know, tell you Eric Bischoff right now, I want to sign with WCW. I want to get WCW over the map right now. I'm telling you the tickle bum. Your thoughts are what?
Get a podcast.
That's fair.
Catch weekly episodes of WrestleRama right here on the Sports Smackdown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com. Catch replays of the show on your favorite podcast provider.
In the words of Jim Cornette, thank you.
Frankie.
Bye.
Looking for a place where you can share what's on your mind and feel safe? Want to know the keys to success for mental health? Well, look no further than Trust Hope with Ray Evans. Trust Hope is a show that focuses on everything from politics to mental health to motivation and anything else in between. Check out Trust Hope every week here on the Sports Smackdown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Hey guys, Benny Laurie here, and I want to talk to you about my show, The Benny Laurie Show. We're here every week to talk to you about what's going on in the world of sports and give you guys my personal take on everything that's going on, from baseball, basketball, to football, soccer, to yes, even hockey. Catch my show, The Benny Laurie Show, every week here on the Sports Smackdown Radio Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch The Benny Laurie Show, weekdays here on the Sports Smackdown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
What's up, y'all? This is your boy, The Rock, co-host of WrestleRama. I just want to give you a heads up that, did y'all know I have my own show as well? That's right, The Chuck and Russ Show. You can follow that every weekly as we talk all things sports related. Me and my boy, Chuck, we break down all things sports related and go back and forth weekly every debate. Be sure to follow us here on Sports Smackdown Radio Network, and where you follow all your great podcasts. Be sure to tune in every week. Peace out, y'all.
Catch The Chuck and Russ Show every week here on the Sports Smackdown Radio Network or wherever you get your podcast from your favorite podcast provider.
Hello, everyone. It's your boy, Tua Tagovailoa, and you're listening to the Andy Simancas Show only on the Sports Smackdown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Calling all South Florida fans. You want to know what's going on with the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Hurricanes, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Heat, and the Miami Marlins? Well, we got a guy for you. Exclusively here on the Sports Smackdown Radio Network, it is the Andy Simancas Show. Every week here on the Sports Smackdown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Join us every week here on the Sports Smackdown Radio Network.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
You love chocolate.
Chocolate.
You love M&M's.
Oh, yes.
But your tastes have grown up, and you're just not wild about super sweet milk chocolate. So you've been avoiding M&M's.
Yeah.
Well, fear no more.
Huh?
M&M's dark chocolate to the rescue.
My heroes.
M&M's Dark Chocolate Candies, available wherever fine candies are sold.
Northern Tool and Equipment.
My girlfriend has given me a pet name.
I'm afraid to ask.
Snuggle Muffin.
No, it isn't.
And she uses it in public.
Okay, so give your girlfriend a pet name she'll hate, like Thunder Chunky.
I couldn't do that.
I see. Too harsh for Snuggle Muffin. Okay. Drown her out with a 200-mile-per-hour cordless leaf blower.
Got it. Here she comes.
Hey, Snuggle Muffin. What are you doing, Snuggle? I am so out of here.
Wait, come back, Thunder Chunky.
There's no problem a little horsepower can't solve. Northern Tool and Equipment.
You want to answer that, don't you? I bet it's just killing you seeing the soft glow just inches away. Someone wants to tell you something or ask you something. Oh, come on. Answer it already. Just so we're clear, that wasn't my fault.
Next time, ignore your inner voice. Don't text and drive. A message from Florida's Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents.
You want to answer that, don't you? I bet it's just killing you seeing the soft glow just inches away. Someone wants to tell you something or ask you something. Oh, come on. Answer it already. Just so we're clear, that wasn't my fault.
Next time, ignore your inner voice. Don't text and drive. A message from Florida's Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents.
Oh, yeah. Clap your hands, yo. Clap your hands. Clap your hands.
welcome back to the Andy Tamaka Show. You hear that song in the background, you know it's time to talk about the Miami Heat. Boy, what a big trade and something that we've been, expecting. So early on today, you had the Miami Heat trade Kyle Lowry, and let me get this right here. So the Miami Heat have acquired guard Terry Rozier from the Charlotte Hornets in exchange for Kyle Lowry and a protected 2027 first rounder. Let me tell you, I'm very excited about this upgrade. I looked at his stats. He averages 23.2 points per game and his assist is almost over 6. What a major upgrade by the Miami Heat, especially that they were lacking scoring at this earlier part of the season. They were lacking scoring, and for the Miami Heat to pair up Rozier with Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler, like, this is something that Heat Nation was looking forward to. No, we appreciate Kyle Lowry, and no, by the way, no disrespect towards Kyle Lowry. He's a phenomenal player, but it was just the right time for a change of scenery. So, the Miami Heat, they're coming off a 3-game losing streak, losing against the Raptors, losing against at home where Udonis Haslam jersey was getting put up in the rafters, and then on Sunday, you get blown out by the Orlando Magic 105-87, and it's, Orlando is right on our tails because they're only 1.5 away from us. We're 24-19. The Miami Heat are 24-19. The Orlando Magic are 23-21. So, overall, really, really happy with this trade. They're indicating that it's possible that he'll be ready to play tomorrow. He is listed as questionable due for the trade still being pending. But overall, if you want to make noise in the Eastern Conference, you got to be able to score the ball. And with Terry Rozier, I feel like Miami, got a lot better. Right now Miami is sitting at 24-19. So this is a major upgrade for the Miami Heat. And looking forward to Wednesday. Now Wednesday, yeah. Benny, we have something to do on Wednesday.
Yeah, we definitely do have something to do Wednesday. Hey, by the way, what the Heat traded for was a younger version of Kyle Lowry. A younger version of Kyle Lowry. The same type of style that Kyle Lowry played when he was younger is Terry Rozier. When you really think about it, it's the same player. This is a win-win. And by the way, one more thing. This is Adrian Wojnarowski had reported on Tuesday also the Hornets, who traded Kyle Lowry in the first round protected pick, may not have him on the team much longer. There is a very good opportunity that this gentleman, if he's not traded by February 8th, that he will get his contract bought out, which means there may be an opportunity, because Woj has also tweeted that don't be surprised if he comes back to the Miami Heat.
Wow. Maybe off the bench, potentially.
Yeah.
Hey, I wouldn't mind that. When it comes to these, superior teams in the NBA, in the East and in the West, You know, they're always trying to make sure, you know, off the bench, you know, you have, you know, a veteran to come off. Yeah, you know, Kyle Lowry's points hasn't been up there, but he still has a championship. Yeah, you could tell me Kawhi Leonard. But yet again, he was a big part of that team that won the championship in Toronto. So I really like that championship pedigree. And you look back in the days, you know, in 06, and then you look when the big three in Miami, when they won the championship, you know, in 06, you had Alonzo Mourning coming off the bench, you know, so it's pretty much a win-win situation. You know, I wish nothing but the best for Kyle Lowry, but it's you know, hey, it's we're heading into February. Now is when you start seeing a separation in teams. Who are the legitimate contenders for an NBA title? And, you know, knowing how the Miami Heat run and how they run their organization, you know that they just want to continue adding pieces to the puzzle. And if they feel like you know, Pat Riley say, hey, you know, I know we traded Kyle Lowry, but hey, I wouldn't mind bringing him back because he could possibly be a piece that could help us off the bench. You know, he'll try to get it done. Does it work all the time? No, but right. Hey, I think this is the vision of Pat Riley. He's been looking for a score to complement Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler, and another big player that I feel is a big part of this Heat organization is Tyler Hero.
Right.
Tyler Hero is a big contributor to the Miami Heat. So.
And by the way, Terry Rozier was just tweeted about 30 minutes ago. This is his favorite team growing up. He was a big fan of Dwayne Wade, and his plane just landed about 30 minutes ago in Opa-locka Airport, and the Heat just tweeted it as well. So this is just 100% confirmed. Man, this is a very good trade. I really love – you know what it is? And what the crazy thing about it is, Andy, when you think about it, this team – you can never, 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 never go into neutral or into park mode or cruise control when you're playing against the Miami Heat. Because if there's one thing you can honestly say, this franchise knows how to fight. They know how to fight. They know how to scratch and claw their way and get what they need to get to and what they need to get done. No other franchise in the NBA can you say with so much certainty right now, Andy, that has so much that when you talk about culture and all these other things, that let's spit facts here. What other franchise can you say right now that has, you know, recently the most success out of any other franchise in the NBA? How many teams in the National Basketball Association can you honestly say with a straight face outside of Miami has made most NBA Finals appearances in the last 6 years? Because there's only one. And I can't mention them because that's part of the question. Like, I honestly think, like, Miami with this trade, Andy, they're top four team in the NBA, in the East. And I would go as far as saying top five team in the West. I mean, there's obviously a lot of good players and a lot of good teams this year. Indiana's been a hell of a surprise this year. You know, to say just to name, you know, one as an example, but I just think that if this team gels together at the right time, and I'm glad this trade happened now, come postseason time, this team's going to be very dangerous to play against on the road or at home. I don't know if you agree with me or not on that.
No, Mo, definitely, because we all saw what the Miami Heat did last year as a play-in tournament team. You know, on the verge of getting eliminated, after losing to the Atlanta
Hawks. 2 minutes away from doing that, yeah.
And then they played the Bulls, and they were literally, you mentioned the 2 minutes, they're literally 2 minutes away from being overall out. And for them, for the Miami Heat, to go ahead and take care of the Milwaukee Bucks in the first round, you know, 4-1, and then beating the Knicks in six, and then winning a game seven on the road in Boston after losing that game six at home, which it was a tip-in by White, and you win that game, and then you play the Nuggets. And, you know, the Nuggets were a very, very strong team.
Yeah.
And we fell short, but overall, hey, you know, 2020 NBA Finals appearance. And then this past year, you're back in the NBA Finals. So,
right.
You know how many teams in the association would like to be like the like how the Miami Heat are playing right now, like overall their mm-hmm. team that they're rooting for.
Right.
That's why the Miami Heat overall gets a lot of support. Hey, I'm gonna switch over, Benny. Hey, U.S. Yep. player pool for the Olympics.
Yes.
I know right now I heard, I'm seeing LeBron James, Curry, and Embiid, but I think there's more, and I know you have a lot more information in regards to that.
Yeah, Mark J. Spears tweeted this at around 4:29 p.m. So right now, congratulations, Miami Heat. We got quite a few pieces that are actually invited to the 41 athlete player pool. So this is how it's going to work. The USA Basketball announced today 41 player pool for 2024 USA men's basketball team for the Paris Games in the summer. The players were selected by USA men's national team managing director, which is a legend in himself, Grant Hill. And it is subject to change, of course, the list. The 12th member of the 2024 U.S. men's national team, which will represent the United States in the 2024 Summer Games in Paris, will be announced on a later date. Nobody's determined when that's going to happen, but these are the finalists for the Team USA, which is starts off, and it's in alphabetical order, and how figuratively we start with a Miami Heat member, Bam Adebayo. You got a couple pieces like Jared Allen, Pablo Banchero, Desmond Bane, Scotty Barnes, Devin Booker, Mikal Bridges, Jaylen Brown, Jalen Brunson, Jimmy Butler, Alex Caruso, Stephen Curry, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, Anthony Edwards, Joel Embiid, De'Aaron Fox, Paul George, Aaron Gordon, Tyrese Halliburton, James Harden, Josh Hart, Tyler Hero, Drew Holiday, Chet Holmgreen, Brandon Ingram, Kyrie Irving, Jaren Jackson, almost done, LeBron James, Gav Johnson, Walker Kessler, Kawhi Leonard, Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, Chris Paul, Bobby Portis, Austin Reeves, Duncan Robinson, Jason Tatum, Derek White, and Trae Young. First person he needs to be off this list is fucking James Harden. I'm sorry. Like, he's 180 years old, and it's time to put Old Yeller to pasture. But if I'm going to pick Team USA from a top 12 standpoint, I think Duncan Robinson deserves to have an opportunity to try out for the team. I don't think he's going to make it. I don't think Tyler Hero is going to make the team. Either from a Miami Heat standpoint, I think that the two guys that are going to make it is Jimmy and Bam, rightfully so. Bam is playing on a whole different level this year. He's playing phenomenal basketball. He's been playing like what he does in the postseason. He's doing that now. Jimmy's kind of playing a little bit better in the postseason, in the regular season, even though you and I both know that during the regular season, Jimmy kind of like goes into cruise control to save his body for the playoffs, because in the playoffs, you know, everybody's pushing. I honestly think that, in my honest opinion, I think the point guards are going to be Stephen Curry, Damian Lillard. I would probably go with Tyrese Halliburton, and I would also add Jalen Brunson. I think Brunson is a phenomenal player. What a move by the Knicks, by the way. Holy crap, as much as I hate the Knicks, that was an incredible pickup for them when they were getting criticized. Now, the wings, I would probably go with, obviously, I would go with LeBron James. I would go with KD. I would go with Jason Tatum. I would go with Anthony Edwards. And then I would actually go with Kawhi or Paul George, one of those two. And then I would go with Jimmy Butler. And then the centers, I would go with Davis, and I would go with Embiid. And, I mean, it's a ridiculous potential roster. It's possible that there'll be so much scoring and playmaking that adding a player who can specialize in defense and a bit more might be necessary, or a team that can go with one less point guard since players like James and Butler can run the offense. And it's possible the team will either go with three true centers or two true centers and a third player who can handle the position in smaller lineups. I think they're going to try to go with a smaller lineup, Andy. What do you think?
I think what you saw last year during the summer that they fell short in the FIBA tournament. I think it was an indication for the U.S. Olympic committee or management to indicate, hey, you know, we want to bring the best of the best of the NBA, you know, when it comes to the Olympic Games. You know, when you talk about size, I think it's very important that you have that type of size, because when you face teams like Serbia or even Spain or France, you wanna be able to have a big man in the front court. And then, you know, overall, going small, yeah, you have Curry. You know, sometimes even LeBron could run the point as well. So, you know, I feel this is a good start for the U.S. team basketball team. And I feel that overall they want to get it right. They want to get it right. For them, finishing second is no joke. They want to finish first. They want to win gold. They want to, you know. And with this, you know, with this report that we saw earlier about the players pool, I think that's an indication, hey, you know, what happened in the FIBA tournament, you know, we can't let that be, what's the word that I'm looking for, Benny? Like, you know, something that continues to happen, you know. So I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Hey, Benny, any final thoughts before I want to do like a quick scoreboard update, as we have one, two, three, four games right now.
All right, let's do this. Let's do the score update, man. Here we go.
And now it's time for the Sports Smackdown Sports Flash.
All right, so right now we have the Denver Nuggets leading the Indiana Pacers 95-86 with 9:02 remaining in the fourth quarter. On TNT, you have the Brooklyn leading the New York Knicks 64-58. And right now, the New Orleans Pelicans are leading the Utah Jazz 62-46 with 4 minutes remaining in the second quarter. And right now, the final game going on is the Portland Trail Blazers against the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Trail Blazers are leading the Thunder 54-50 with 4:18 remaining in the second quarter. And then at 10 p.m. on TNT, a battle of two California teams, the Lakers versus the Clippers. And by the way, before you ask, Benny, the Clippers are the home team.
That's not what I was going to ask. Well, I was going to ask in the words of Charles Barkley, you think they got some big old women in L.A.?
In L.A.? I don't know. I've never been to L.A., bro. So I don't know.
Nobody's watching Brooklyn and New York Knicks, bro. Come on, man.
Hey, man. You know, they're rivals, man. They are, you know.
Fuck the Knicks, bro.
Yeah, I don't like the Knicks. Well, they haven't been good in a long time, so it doesn't even matter. Hey, all right, Benny. I think it's time to talk some Florida Panthers hockey. And on the Andy K. Show. And we will talk a lot more about the Florida Panthers coming up next on the Andy Simancas Show.
Join us every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network with Alex C.H. Eldridge.
I swear to God, if you say one more thing about the
Frankie
Dolphin,
Jeff the Rock,
I will personally pick up Alex. And I will hunt you down.
And their super producer, Benny Laurie, as they talk everything about professional wrestling and sometimes get distracted by idiots like Benny.
You know, tell you Eric Bischoff right now, I want to sign with WCW. I want to get WCW over the map right now. I'm telling you, the Tickle Bum, your thoughts are what?
Get a podcast.
That's fair.
Catch weekly episodes of WrestleRama right here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com. Catch replays of the show on your favorite podcast provider.
In the words of Jim Cornette, thank you.
Frankie.
Bye.
Looking for a place where you can share what's on your mind and feel safe? Want to know the keys to success for mental health? Well, look no further than Trust Hope with Ray Evans. Trust Hope is a show that focuses on everything from politics to mental health to motivation and anything else in between. Check out Trust Hope every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Hey guys, Benny Laurie here, and I want to talk to you about my show, The Benny Laurie Show. We're here every week to talk to you about what's going on in the world of sports and give you guys my personal take on everything that's going on, from baseball, basketball, to football, soccer, to yes, even hockey. Catch my show, The Benny Laurie Show, every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch The Benny Laurie Show, weekdays here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
What's up, y'all? This is your boy, The Rock, co-host of WrestleRama. I just want to give you a heads up that did y'all know I have my own show as well? That's right, the Chuck and Russ Show. You can follow that every weekly as we talk all things sports related. Me and my boy Chuck, we break down all things sports related and go back and forth weekly every debate. Be sure to follow us here on Sports SmackDown Radio Network and where you follow all your great podcasts. Be sure to tune in every week. Peace out, y'all.
Catch the Chuck and Russ Show every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network or wherever you get your podcast from your favorite podcast provider.
Hello, everyone. It's your boy, Tua Tagovailoa, and you're listening to the Andy Simancas Show only on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Calling all South Florida fans. You want to know what's going on with the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Hurricanes, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Heat, and the Miami Marlins? Well, we got a guy for you. Exclusively here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network, it is the Andy Simancas Show. Every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's felt. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
You love chocolate.
Chocolate.
You love M&M's.
Oh, yes.
But your tastes have grown up, and you're just not wild about super sweet milk chocolate. So you've been avoiding M&M's.
Yeah.
Well, fear no more.
Huh?
M&M's dark chocolate to the rescue.
My heroes.
M&M's dark chocolate candies. Available wherever fine candies are sold.
Northern Tool and Equipment.
My girlfriend has given me a pet name.
I'm afraid to ask.
Snuggle Muffin.
No, it isn't.
And she uses it in public.
Okay, so give your girlfriend a pet name she'll hate, like Thunder Chunky.
I couldn't do that.
I see. Too harsh for Snuggle Muffin. Okay. Drown her out with a 200-mile-per-hour cordless leaf blower.
Got it. Here she comes.
Hey, Snuggle Muffin. What are you doing, Snuggle? I am so out of here.
Wait. Come back, Thunder Chunky.
There's no problem a little horsepower can't solve. Northern Tool and Equipment.
You want to answer that, don't you? I bet it's just killing you seeing the soft glow just inches away. Someone wants to tell you something or ask you something. Oh, come on. Answer it already. Just so we're clear, that wasn't my fault. Next time, ignore your inner voice. Don't text and drive. A message from Florida's Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents. You want to answer that, don't you? I bet it's just killing you seeing the soft glow just inches away. Someone wants to tell you something or ask you something. Oh, come on. Answer it already. Just so we're clear, that wasn't my fault. Next time, ignore your inner voice. Don't text and drive. A message from Florida's Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent.
And we are back on the Andy Tamaka Show. It's time for some Florida Panthers talk. The Florida Panthers are back on the win column after last night's victory against the Nashville Predators. 4-1. The Panthers overall having a great season. They're second in the Atlantic Division with with 60 points, as they're trailing right now the Boston Bruins by 7 points. But overall, you know, the Panthers were going through a little slump. They lost 4 games in a row, and then they end up beating the Predators 4-1 on the road. Up next is the Arizona Coyotes, where the puck will drop at 7 p.m. and that will be in the Panthers' house in Sunrise. They changed the name, Benny. Do you know about that? They changed the Panthers' arena's name.
I thought you were going to tell me that they changed the Coyotes' name. I thought they were the Phoenix Coyotes. Did they change their name?
No. It's still the Arizona Coyotes, but they're not doing bad right now. They're 23.
Wait a minute. They changed their name? They used to be called the Phoenix Coyotes. What the hell?
Well, back in the days, I think they changed his name a
when
long
did they
time
change
ago.
Their name?
I'm gonna have to go to my archives.
I'm looking up right now.
To my file cabinet right now.
You went to your file cabinet.
But overall, you know, the Florida Panthers are doing a great job, man. The Panthers, man. The Panthers coming off a Stanley Cup appearance for the second time in franchise history, even though they fell short. And they're in this season with 60 points, you know, 28 and 14, you know, overall, you know, I'm happy the way that the Panthers are playing. Carter Verhaeghe had a goal and assist, and he led the team over a victory against the Predators. Besides the Coyote game coming up.
They changed their name in June
27, 2014. Oh, there we go. That's what, 9 years ago?
I apologize. This goes to show you that nobody pays attention to the Coyotes. But anyways, you were saying, go ahead.
Tomorrow night, Panthers return home to play the Arizona Coyotes, and then on Friday and Saturday, it's a back-to-back matchup. They're at Pittsburgh, and then they're at the New York Islanders. So that's the three next NHL matchup for the Florida Panthers. Also, I want to congratulate, let's see if I pronounce this right, Gustav Forsling. Him and his wife.
You said it right.
Expecting a baby, and that's why he didn't play in the last game against the Predators. So I want to congratulate Forsling and his wife for the birth of their baby. You know, that's something beautiful. You know, me speaking myself that I'm a parent, and I'm sure Benny understands as well.
Yes.
The Florida Panthers, you know, they're doing very well. If you look overall how they're doing in the standings, because I always look at that. I always look at the overall how they're doing. And when we go to that, they are ranked. Give me a second. Drum roll. Well, overall, they're second in the conference. So overall, they're tied with the New York Rangers at 60 points. So overall, the Florida Panthers are doing a great job, and I'm looking forward to it. I am actually planning to go to a Florida Panthers soon game. Benny, have you ever been to a Florida Panthers game, man?
They're fun. Yeah, man. All the time. When my back when I lived in Miami, my wife actually used to work for Dr. Yannick, which was the doctor for the team doctor for the Dolphins, and also he still is currently, but he also was the team doctor for the Florida Panthers as well. So sometimes I would actually get access a lot. As a matter of fact, I'm actually planning on going to the game. I got to go to Raleigh for it because Florida's playing the Carolina Hurricanes on Thursday, February 22nd. So probably going to definitely go to that game. So if you see a fat piece of, you know what, that'll be me.
and you know that game is going to be epic, because after that Florida and Carolina playoff matchup in the,
right,
the Eastern Conference Finals, the way that the Florida Panthers just did what they wanted against the Hurricanes, man, that's going to be an electric venue, man. They love their Hurricanes up there.
Yeah, they love them so much that they got swept by us last year, but we'll leave that one alone. Too soon?
Oh, man. Hey, but hey, you know, it's just turning into a rivalry.
You got nothing to say about that, huh?
Yeah, I just want to – I don't want to throw, say, especially that you're from North Carolina. What do I want to say? You're living in North Carolina right now. But, hey, I remember that game – what was it? Game two, that quadruple overtime game.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I was like, I was in the living room and I was watching the game. You know, the wife and kids were asleep, and when they scored a goal, oh my God, I started screaming, and my wife comes out. She's like, "What happened? What happened?" I'm like, "No, we won the game. We scored the game-winning goal." Yeah, bro. A little storyline. A little story from I gotta say,
guys, regardless if you're a Panthers fan or not, hockey is probably the most exciting thing to watch live, because and even on TV too. Obviously, we love football and baseball and basketball and all that stuff, but I ain't gonna lie, like, hockey is an incredible sport to watch live. It's something to definitely see. And yeah, I agree with you, man. That was an incredible time for South Florida sports, man. We're talking about the men's and Lady Canes going to respectively to the Final Four. The Dolphins made the playoffs for the first time in God knows how long. Even though we had the situation with Tua, you had a lot of things going on. Definitely during the same time, the Heat and the Panthers were on a playoff run. So I mean, I don't know what you think about it, Andy, but I think it was a phenomenal run for sure.
Yeah, man, it was back and forth. Hey, Benny, we have a caller. Going on, Alan?
Going on, man. You guys hear me?
You got your brother.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I hear you.
Yeah, yeah. No, I wanted to do a little crosstalk, man. I wanted to go back where you guys were talking about a little bit about the Heat and the international basketball. I think there was a point I wanted to make that correlates with both. Great trade by Pat and Ellisberg. I don't know. They always figure out a way to pull the rabbit out of the hat. You know, you trade a declining veteran and a pick for a dude that's averaging 22, 23 points a game. I mean, in his prime, kudos to them again for pulling a rabbit out of the hat. So shout to the Heat for that. There was also some talk about, you know, what's next, right? The power forward big. I'm personally biased. I think we should go big man, which leads me to my point about the international game. You guys were talking about, oh, is it small ball? Should we go big? I think we're there was some word there where Popovich came out recently and said that the decline of fundamentals in the game is a lot bigger than it was when he first started. And he finds himself having to teach fundamentals a lot more lately than he did in previous years. That being said, and then look at what happened with us the last time we went into international play as Team USA. We got our ass handed to us, right? And by the bigger, stronger teams. So I think that there's something to be said to going back to fundamentals and getting some true big men. You know, that positionless basketball, it's good. It's serving if you got a bunch of stars and studs on the team, but obviously, it didn't work in international play. And when the Heat went deep into the playoffs, we saw how we lacked a real big man or a real backup big man. You know, like that Robert Williams from the Celtics, he was taking our lunch, you know, and the Bucks, as big as and tall as they are, they were taking our lunch. So there's something to be said, you know, about getting back to basics.
Alan, by the way, just to let you know, Robert Williams is actually on the trade block. They're looking to trade him right now from Portland within the next couple of days. That's according to Woj.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that they're going to trade him in division. If I was the Celtics with this new, I'm definitely not trading him to the Heat. You know, like
No. He's not with the Celtics anymore. He's with Portland.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I thought he was still with the Suns. So there goes. That's what I know. But I also understand that he's got a bad knee or something to the effect. so he might be a bit compromised. However, I think that is the type or the alcove player, a big guy, a bruiser down there that could battle, that could get rebounds, that could provide some defense around the rim. Whether it's Robert Williams or it's somebody of that elk, I think I was on the space before I met somebody mentioned an Andre Drummond. You know, I think that's instead of getting a small power forward or a combo guard forward, I think that's where the move is at for the Heat moving forward. Possibly let's get a good big man, man. Somebody that could give us. He don't got to give us 20, 25, but if we could get a good 10 to 15 minutes, you know, in the rotation to complement Bam. And likewise for the international squad, I think that's what we lacked also on the last time we went out to international play. These guys, you know, the European, they were having, you know, our way with us somewhat down low, you know. So I think it's an interesting coincidence or maybe it's a trend. I don't know. I'd like to hear what you guys' input is on that, and let me know what you guys think.
No, I think overall, you know, especially what happened to Team USA against in the FIBA tournament, I think it really, you know, it showed that the committee overall needed to take a step back in the way that they were organizing the roster. And you mentioned big
yeah,
players.
Full of scores. You're right, full of scores. Nobody to do the dirty work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think, and also, like I mentioned, Alan, I mentioned earlier that, you know, with... You know, these players are in the players' pool as of right now. You know that Team USA, you know, they're all in on improving the team, especially from what happened in the FIBA tournament. So they're like, you know what, we're going to bring the best of the best. We're going to send the invitation, and you know, we'll go from there. And I'm sure go ahead, Alan.
No, I was just saying, I mean, we were embarrassed, so it is time to get the best of the best, or at least, you know, the most formidable team, because these Euro teams, fundamental-wise, they're pretty fucking sound, you know, and I think that's where we saw where, you know, having all scorers on the, you know, you got... You know the saying, you know, you got too many Chiefs and not enough Indians. You need some of the players to do the grunt work, defensively, rebounding, you know, all that. That it's, at the end of the day, it is a team sport. So not everybody. There's one ball and five players. Not everybody could command the rock. So while you don't have the rock, you need to go and do what you got to do to make your team successful, whether it's setting screens, whether it's deeing your opponent up, rebounding, boxing out, all that shit. I want to see some old school basketball. Bring old school basketball back. And
definitely.
I think we're going to see a better product once we do that.
Definitely. I think we're going to see that in the upcoming Olympics, actually the Summer Olympics. I think, man, I'm losing track of the Olympics. Hey, sometimes winter, sometimes, you know, and there's a tournament and everything. So, Benny, what you think with Alan is saying about this? I feel like he's right on point, man.
I think he's phenomenally on point with everything that he said. It's very valid points. As much as I'm celebrating Duncan and Tyler being a part of the 41 pool, obviously I don't think those guys are going to make it. I did mention, you know, when we were making the announcement about the finalists, I did mention that I think they're going to have three guys as bigs for there. But answering his question, yeah, I think so. Andy, Alan has not heard a certain rant.
I haven't heard the rant.
Do you want to hear it?
Play it back, baby. Bring it back for everybody that hasn't heard it. Let's go.
Andy, it's your call, man. You tell me, brother.
Let's do it. Let's go, man. Because that rant is legendary.
By the way, this is homage to, since I'm not in Miami anymore, man, this is homage to 790 The Ticket's version of the Dan Le Batard Show. Enjoy.
I like Buffalo. I think this is the weakest version of the Chiefs in several years. The Bills are on a six-game winning streak, and it started by beating Kansas City in Kansas City. Also, they're 7-1 since they fired Ken Dorsey. They're 6-1 against playoff teams. Baltimore and Buffalo, they beat the good teams, often soundly. 16 straight games, Josh Allen, with multiple touchdowns. He's a unicorn. The Chiefs, folks, they're averaging 21 a game over their last 11 games. That's what they are. Rashee Rice is a low-end number one receiver. They don't have a two or a three. This offense, every metric tells you it's the worst Kansas City offense. First time they're on the road. I think Buffalo's going to win it.
Important thing going on in sports today, and that is that it's Monday. It's
Buffalo Monday! Okay, all right.
And Josh Allen, right there, that guy, proves he is the MVP of the NFL.
Undeniable?
Undeniable. It is not Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen took a team that lost to the Broncos. The Patriots, they won five games in a row. They beat Kansas City. They beat Dallas. They beat Miami. They ran the table, and they're not just in the playoffs. They're the 2 seed in the playoffs, and everybody has to come play in Buffalo. Josh Allen is the MVP.
For me, they didn't tell us a whole lot because of what we already knew. When Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills protect the football, they can go on the road or they can play at home and beat any team. He has a big-time arm. He can make every throw, one hash, all the way to the far sideline, and his ability to get out of harm's way. That's what's so dangerous about this team is that you could have everybody covered. And then he'll take off and get a first down when it's 3rd and 17 or hit his head on the goalpost from 50 yards away because he has that kind of legs and that kind of ability. The Buffalo Bills are as dangerous as any team.
I think what Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills proved yesterday is that they can win the Super Bowl. They can get to a Super Bowl. They can win the Super Bowl. It was just the fourth time Stephon Diggs is a weapon. They can run the football with Cook. They obviously can pass the football with Diggs and others. And two of their kids, Shakur, that, you know, obviously fits to you.
That's
you
too tight end there with Dawson.
No doubt about it. So you got all of that going on, right? And you know that they've improved defensively. So you take all of those things into consideration. Now here's what you want. The city of Buffalo, Bills Mafia, and everybody else in between have been clamoring for the Kansas City Chiefs to have to come to Buffalo.
Yeah.
You sit up there. So that's your nemesis right there, Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is what championship pedigree is all about. Like right there at the end, you saw him will his team. And you're hurt, so you're not going to go out here and run the football a ton. You'll scramble a little bit because there's an opening. You got to get a first down. But design quarterback runs mean you're getting hit at some point 90% of the time. And they decided to use those legs when the game mattered most. But even more than that, he adjusted his mechanics to throwing, and he trusted it, and he fired it in. That's a guy that you want on your football team for many reasons, obviously. And then he makes these throws that very few humans have ever walked to do. So
he has tremendous support in the building. If he has to make one for us, the game on the line, he will. 44 yards, Bass. No, he doesn't make it. Wide right.
Wow.
The two most dreaded words in Buffalo have surfaced again.
Best quarterback in the league? Best quarterback in the league? How many times did he lead the league in interceptions?
Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven.
He's a stupid idiot! He's a diamond! He's a diamond! The guy is still like a linebacker! One of the players that plays like Jay!
Give it to me again and again and again.
I think that's the reason why I can't speak today.
That might be the reason why, man.
What did Rich once say on the Chappelle Show? Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Dude, you drank like 10 coladas, I think, before you did that.
Honest to God, I was not under the influence of anything, bro. I was just tired. I'm pretty sure everybody else was just tired of hearing so many people just talk smack about the Dolphins and talk smack about this. I was like, man, you know what? I'm going to go into damn Dan Le Batard mode and just, I'm just glad that, that the season's over with, and that more importantly, they suffered as much as we did. So, you know what?
Yeah.
I really don't care. I don't feel bad for them at all, to be honest with you. And by the way, I apologize. I said three times, and I was right the first time. It was four. That Bills guy, by the way, that guy's an idiot. He's like, oh, they have to come Buffalo. Like, are you stupid? You're the number two seed. You have to go to Baltimore. What the hell are you talking about? You didn't even get there anyways. I'm going to be quiet. I'm about to get on my rant. I'm sorry, Alan.
No, don't be sorry, man. This is all good shit. I'm actually about to drop off, man. I'm going to congratulate you guys on a phenomenal first show. We'll talk off about, you know, I want to be a regular. So I got
hey, man.
And you know me, I got some creative ideas. So, but anyway, shout to you guys, man. Much love and positive energy. Great first show.
Thank
and
you.
I'll be back
Thank
on to wrap sports with you guys. As long as we run in the show, man. God bless, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Hey, you too, man.
All right, Alan. Thank you. Oof, what an ending to the Andy Simancas show on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network. Yeah, you see, I did it, Betty.
Yes, you did. You did do it. You did do it. Hey, by the way, we do got some other shows lined up this week real quickly before we end it. I can't go as far as saying it. Show some love to the other guys that are on the air. We got Trust Hope doing their show in 2 days. The Truck and Ruck Show will be on tomorrow night. They do have an interview with a special esports gamer, as well as I believe Jeff is going to be running solo that night. Trust Hope will be on Thursday night, with a special guest. WrestleRama will be on a special time on Friday. We'll review SmackDown the rest of this week. Some news about TKO with Dwayne The Rock Johnson now being part of the board, which is phenomenal news. Saturday, we won't be doing a live show during the Rumble, but we'll have a post-game show on the Rumble. And as well, we'll be simulcasting the Rumble on Discord. And possibly on Twitch as well. So if you like what we're doing, please donate, all these different things as well. Sunday, no show. We are going to relax because I'm on almost every fucking day. Andy, I don't know about you, but I'm tired. But these are the shows. Please, guys, I can't stress this enough. Check us all out on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on Twitter or X at SSD Radio Network. We are developing a website that is also in the works. You could definitely, like I said, follow Andy at ASIMANCAS305. Please do so. Show some love. We love what you guys are doing, and thank you so much for tuning into the show. Every other show, by the way, if you don't hear it live, you can listen to it on replay, on blogtalkradio.com, on Spotify, on iTunes, on YouTube Music, just to name a few. That's all I got to say for now, Andy. Lead us away, brother.
All right, man, what a phenomenal day one of the Andy Simancas show. There's going to be more talks of more things to come. Just stay tuned. You know, make sure to, follow Sports SmackDown Network and, And yeah, man.
Denied.
Anyways, we've been talking a lot, but I want to appreciate to my producer, Benny Laurie, to our callers from Allen, to Lou from New Jersey, and, you know, for all of our listeners, I want to thank you and have a great night. Thank you.
Views and opinions expressed by the host do not reflect that of the Sports SmackDown Radio Network, its management, and furthermore, the views and opinions expressed by any guests do not reflect that of the show, the network, and or any employees, as well as any sponsors of the show or the network.
PalmettoStateArmory.com is the premier destination for all your firearm and outdoor needs. With a wide selection of firearms, ammunition, optics, hunting gear, and more, PalmettoStateArmory.com has what you need to make your next outing the best one yet. PSA offers brands like Glock, Six Hour, Magpul, Vortex, EOTech, AAC Ammunition, and more. Sign up for our daily deals to stay up to date on the biggest savings. That's PalmettoStateArmory.com for all of your firearm and outdoor needs. Palmetto State Armory, American made for life.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.